Boom.
We already wasted the Taps intro on Logan's death.
We could do it again.
You should do like maybe religious music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a good mouth trumpet. That was you.
I do such great mouth trumpets.
Can you give me... Oh, my God. That was sweet.
I love my mouth trumpets.
Whoa.
I do really good, like... Yeah, I can do a really good mouth trumpet, and I can do great impressions of, like, friends. But, like, celebrities, when I tell people I'm good at impressions, I'm like, do you know Joe Cronin? And they're like, no.
Your celebrity impressions literally start and end with Matthew McFadden playing Tom Hoskins. And that's it.
And it's only, like, a few lines that I can do. Like, Chev?
Yeah.
And I'm getting worse at them. Anyway.
Yeah, we haven't had as much like Tom and Greg homosexual overtones. Yeah. So there's just less, you know, there's less content
it's
for
less
you to work
to
with.
Do. Yeah. Suck off.
Suck off.
Yeah.
I already pre-grieved Roman's demise, so I'm fine.
You're doing great. So this was not that much for you, this episode?
No, not at all. I pre-grieved.
Ah. See, it got me because I was like, he didn't pre-grieve all along. He's actually...
Oh, wow. I can't believe the chauvinistic guy who was very much just a...
He wasn't being truthful, yeah.
Wow, I can't believe the facade of a man was putting up a wall and convincing people he was fine.
That's the stuff that gets me.
Really?
No, but I mean,
come on, 95% Roman. No,
I know, exactly. I was like, so me right now. Can't do a public speaking. Church and State.
Church and State.
Which is a great title for this episode. It's Logan's funeral. And
it's at a church.
It's at a church.
And then members of the state come.
Exactly. Exactly. That's as deep as I can get with it. I mean, we should just... I was thinking we could do another episode or character by character situation.
Yeah, because I mean, like, plot-wise, kind of... I mean, I guess it kind of does ramp up at the end, but plot-wise, most of the episode is the funeral.
Right.
You know?
It's... Okay, so I love this episode. I think it's great. I do think it's like, only Succession can, like, pull some shit like this. Because it is a little bloated in my... Like, you have the whole funeral, and then it's, like, the back half is just, like, strictly, like, rapid fire trying to, like, hurtle towards the final episode.
Mm-hmm.
And... It seems like I saw a tweet that I kind of agree with that, like, season 3 and 4 have felt like they just have, like, been cramming in as much shit as possible. And it's like we miss just normal, stupid bullshit that they get into. Like,
you miss the wacky shenanigans.
Yeah, the wacky shenanigans of Succession. Because right now it's like they have no time to waste. So it's just like, but. Still
I mean, we
episode.
Got the wasabi bit last episode.
We did get the wasabi bit. Yeah. You know? There's plenty of bullshit. I guess.
There's bits. I know the tweet you're talking about where, like, Roman buys a football team or, like...
We here for you.
We here for
all
you,
that. Yeah. But I want to see more old guard shenanigans.
I was
going to
say, what I've said on the podcast a lot is that Tom is in a different TV show, and he is still in that different TV show. It just wasn't airing today.
Yeah.
Because, like, he spent the whole time at... I literally wanted to call it Succession Headquarters.
Succession HQ.
He was. He, like, and the Tom show was not airing tonight. It was just Succession with the siblings.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, Tom.
I think it's very... I don't know why I didn't see this coming, but I think it is crazy that he was not at the funeral, Tom. We might as well talk about Tom because he has the least amount of screen time this episode. But
he still hasn't slept a wink, probably.
He hasn't? Yeah, I was doing the math. I'm like, okay, so we confirmed he didn't sleep the night before the election.
Mm-hmm.
That night... And I clocked, I didn't realize, like, the timeline of that night, but, like, the eye incident happened at around, like, midnight, according to this, like, zoom-in of the Darwin thing in the article.
What's the eye? Oh, the wasabi eye.
Yeah, the wasabi eye. So that happens at midnight, apparently, which means that night went, like, it went all night, and Tom has still, so yeah, it's like, the man has not slept yet.
No, he has not.
So he's not at the funeral because he's, like, dealing with...
He's coked out and crying.
I like that Shiv is like, there's a lot of news today. Like, I guess it is a pretty busy day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And he was originally supposed to be one of the wheels.
One of the front right wheel.
Front right wheel.
Which is so funny. Like, rich people funerals.
Yeah.
Because, like, they get, like, the actual strongmen to be the pallbearers, but then they don't want, like, you know, Greg to be a pallbearer.
Right. And I fully thought that Greg was going to, like, drop it. I thought they would pull that kind of bit at this where he, like...
You thought they were going to do a Tim Robinson sketch in the middle of Succession?
A coffin flop situation with Logan Roy. But yeah.
Yeah, and then at the very end, Tom goes to Shiv, and he's crying and throwing up. And Shiv mm-hmm. has compassion for him because she's had her own big day, and then tells him to sleep at their apartment. And yeah. that's where we leave Tom.
It's kind of where they're at. Yeah. They're not in a bad place. They're not in a good place. Yeah. It's just like a true neutral for Tom, which feels like a very weird place to be going into like the final episode with. Like, I don't know. For a lot of the characters, I have a pretty decent idea. Actually, I have no idea. I don't know why I'm saying
that. You're like, I have a statement. Just kidding. Yeah. I'm retracting it.
I have no idea where it's going. But Tom specifically, I'm like, he's in a very weird,
very
neutral spot. Yeah. But Greg, I like that after last episode, I was kind of like, Greg is in like, he's like kind of playing the game, and he's like making deals and offers. Mm-hmm. And then like this episode, it's like what happens to every character in this show, where it's like as soon as they start like breaking out of their shell and doing too much of the thing that
they're put all them in Icarus.
Exactly.
Every single character all the time is Icarusing. Yes. And so Greg was Icarusing his pussy all near Mencken.
Yep.
And tried to quote unquote make a deal with Roman, which he like kind of thought was a real deal, but was not. Yeah. In which he says, I want some more time with Mencken in exchange for whatever the fuck it was. Oh, yeah. I'm going to stop Uncle Ewan from talking at the funeral.
Which that didn't even happen.
Didn't even happen. Really. Didn't work. So
I want to ask you about a theory that some people have that has blown my mind.
Let's hear it.
Some people are like, Mattson, when he thinks of a US CEO, is thinking about Greg.
That is dumb.
I know.
I'm sorry. It's that's crazy. Dumb.
Just people are like putting together their night together and like their little like friendship that they got going on. And he's never said Shiv specifically.
It's clearly not going to be Shiv.
It's not going to be Shiv. I mean, I don't want to like.
I feel like they're going to say it as a joke next episode. And I'll be happy to be wrong. It'd be hilarious. But like, I don't think they'd do that. I think that's dumb.
It would be dumb because that like Mattson's business is on the line, basically. Like, that's a lot of money of his.
Because
I don't think he would just throw Greg up like that.
Part of what he said to Shiv is you have no experience. And like, I think he means it. You know who has less CEO experience? Fucking Greg.
Greg Hirsch. Yeah.
And there would be no politically motivated, like positive reason to do that. Like, it would just be stupid. Are we watching the same show?
Twitter users? Listen, I never said I agree with this theory. I just someone in my replies pitched this, and I was like, I can't unthink that now.
I'm sorry for dunking on you so hard, Preston and Carson's replies. I didn't realize they were in your replies. I thought it was
my replies. Yeah.
But you know what? And this is, I'm not even directing this at the person in your replies. Most of Succession tweets are from 14-year-olds, okay? You just have to understand that most of the dumb takes you see online are from 14-year-olds, exactly. And that's fine. God bless them.
Yeah.
I am not mad at them. Why does everyone get mad at them? Ashley Ray specifically gets so mad at the 14-year-olds.
Let them have fun.
Let them have fun. Let them watch Riverdale. And like, Succession pretending
watch
it's
Succession.
Like,
and then in like 10 years revisit the show and be like, what the fuck?
Oh, I massively misunderstood this.
There's people on that note that have been like, I can't wait for Roman's speech at the funeral. He's gonna like take down the fan. And I'm like, who do you think he is? Like, I didn't know it was gonna go down like this, but I never thought his speech was gonna be like an epic Roman moment.
Yeah.
Like,
I kind of, the thing about Shakespeare is that everyone knows Shakespeare plays.
Yeah.
And everyone knows the Greek tragedies. So, like, you know you're watching a tragedy and you know it's going to go wrong.
Exactly.
Like, and
exactly.
They make you hope anyway. That's the beauty of the show. So the people thought that Roman was going to have this epic pone of a speech. Yep. God bless him. But, like, I don't know. As someone who studied art, like, I knew it wasn't going to go well.
Yeah.
So in that way, that is how I pre-grieved, is the meta-analysis of Succession.
There we go.
Like, yeah, I know it's episode 9 of the final season out of 10, and I know Roman's not going to win, and Shiv's not going to win either, but, like, textually, there is no necessary evidence for that. It's just, like, meta-textually, you know it's not going to be them.
Absolutely. You're kind of rooting for Shiv, though.
Yeah, I mean,
as your tweets last.
Listen, I just want the girls to be delusional. God
exactly.
bless them. So Shiv in the episode is making this side deal with Mattson that winds up going very well.
Yes.
That if Mencken wins, the original pitch was that if Mencken wins, he's going to side with Kendall and Roman and block the Gojo deal.
Right.
Mencken, after watching Roman flop at the funeral and just like keeping his options open, listens to Shiv and Mattson's pitch, which is Gojo acquires Waystar, but there's a US CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And Mencken kind of likes it, and he kind of likes Mattson, and he is still very much keeping his options open, though. Mm-hmm. It's not like a sure deal.
Yeah.
And he's gotten everything he's needed out of Roman and Kendall because he's won the election, or so we think. So, anyways, Shiv, by the end of the episode, thinks that, like, Mattson calls her and is like, Mencken is down as long as there's a U.S. CEO. And Shiv is, like, smiling, thinking it's her because, like, she made this really good pitch to Mattson. But it's like, girl, it's not going to be you. No. I'm sorry.
There's this really good bit that the editors do in this episode where she gets off that call and then it's, like, a close-up and she does the little smirk to the side.
It cuts to Roman. He's like,
Roman and Kendall are like the other side of the room, and you see her do that from like a wide, and it looks so much.
It's ridiculous.
It looks like it looks so funny.
It's like when you're like a kid in the car, and you're like looking at the window, thinking you're in a sad movie, but then like if you saw a pan, it'd just be like a
someone else's perspective. Yeah,
yeah, you're just a pathetic little child.
Right. It's so good.
And you know what I have complicated feelings about Miss Shiv Roy because, like, I kind of hate seeing a TV show where it's like, this is how women are treated. So, like, of course Shiv's not going to win. Of course Shiv's pregnant. Of course everyone's mean to her about it because, like, that's the experience of women.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, okay, I would love to see it if, like, she actually had a chance at winning.
That's why I don't want to, like, underestimate her going into the final. I don't think it's going to be the CEO girl boss moment we think it's going to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's, like, I don't know. I don't think her, like, tragic fall, whatever happens in the next episode. It's hard to talk about because we don't even know.
Yeah.
But, like, it just doesn't seem like the show to go down that route with her character. Unless it might.
It's been ups and downs in season four. Like, I've definitely gotten more Shiv than I've gotten all series.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, like, prime example is Kendall gives this perfect eulogy after Roman crumbles.
Yep.
Okay. And, like, I was cheering. I was shaking in my boots. We can talk about it further. But, like, it was, like, the perfect monologue that was so epic and awesome. Yeah. And then, like, Shiv gets up and is like, it's hard being a woman. Why was that? That was, like, dumb. I'm sorry. It was dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't dislike the fact that they included that speech. Right. I think I saw this because you liked this tweet. But I liked the fact that she was talking about Logan's relationship to woman. Woman. Sorry. And then it, like, cuts to Kendall. It like, starts with, like, what's her name? Well, there's Jerry and then...
Jerry, Carrie, Marcia, Sally Ann.
No, the who's, like, one of the old guard...
Jerry?
No, the other... I forget her name.
Carolina,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Can't remember the names of women.
I know, as I'm talking. Can't fit a whole woman in my head.
You can fit her in your bed, though.
Hey, that was crazy.
That's what I wanted to say. I was saving that one to say about
so
Logan.
So quick. That's
I know I had that one.
You had that one planned on the way here.
Yeah.
But anyway, the fact that like he like cut out the two most like important women in his lives or in his life, like just before this.
As Jess in, like,
and
literally Logan getting on the plane was like, cut Jerry, cut Sid. And then Kendall on the way to the funeral was like, cut Rava, cut Jess. Even though Jess was trying to leave on her own accord. But like, and also, actually, both the women in Kendall's life were leaving on their own accord. And then he was like kicking them on the way out.
Yeah.
Like, Logan was kicking them out. You
absolutely.
Know?
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Kendall wanted them to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's. Yeah.
But he drives them away because of the everything about him.
Right. It's sad.
Anyways, circling back to my point about Shiv is like, I know you were in the middle of a point and now I'm like circling back
to I wanted to talk more about Shiv.
It's like, yeah, so anyways, Kendall, epic speech. Shiv gets up and is like, it was hard being my dad's daughter. Like, he couldn't fit a whole woman in his head. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of like, you know, Sarah Snook is acting the shit out of it. Like, she's doing her best, but I thought it was dumb.
Yeah, it's hard to follow up Kendall's eulogy.
Yeah, no, it felt like they were like, oh shit, we have to have the female POV.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta stick it in somewhere, and you can't do it right before Ewan. You can't do it after Ewan and before Kendall. Like, it's just, it was flat for me.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I think they did that, and I think that it speaks to what you were saying originally, as a way to kind of dunk on Shiv in a weird way, mm-hmm. make her look like a lot weaker than Kendall's eulogy.
Yeah.
In front of everybody.
Honestly, also a woman moment that was more impactful was like Marcia being kind to everyone. Like, honest to God, that was more impactful for me of like gender, you know,
yeah.
like not Shiv's weird monologue about
that's fair.
Being a woman. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Do we want to talk more about Shiv this episode? I mean, she drops the pregnancy to her brothers.
Oh yeah. I knew the second they were in the car that she was going to do it. Yeah. What about you?
I was like, the shit that happened last night with her betrayal happened like less than 12 hours ago. And now they're
true.
In the car talking about her pregnancy and they're immediately kind of like, okay again.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, she needed to say it. I guess like in that moment, like everything pre-funeral, I was more focused on Roman. So it was hard to even like pay attention to what Shiv was doing.
You know what? A few weeks ago you said, can they feel her pregnancy? And I really clowned you. But then I'm nothing if not a good researcher. And I know nothing about pregnancy, right? Pregnancy
right.
is terrifying to me in every single way, and I refuse to engage with it.
Okay.
But then I looked up, because I wanted to know, like, pregnancy progression mm-hmm. photos on, like, YouTube or Instagram
yeah.
or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And a lot of people look very different at 20 weeks, mm-hmm. but also it's been, like, a week since the start of this season, so, like, it actually could have...
yeah.
She could actually have started showing, like, pretty significantly, because she's, like, in her...
Right.
Well, end of second trimester or mm-hmm. whatever. She's, like, halfway through.
She's sort of showing in this episode.
Yeah.
And that's, again, it's not something the show could really help, but it's, like, she was not showing 3 episodes ago.
That is very true.
but, yeah, still... I also, like, you were dunking on me. You weren't dunking on me about this, but, like, I remember talking about her, like, alcohol consumption mm-hmm. at the, like, Norway thing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she wasn't.
Yeah,
they
I'm
make
convinced
a,
she wasn't.
They make a whole point of her doing it this episode, which just kind of solidified the fact that she wasn't doing it then.
Yeah.
Which, how did you read that scene? Because I was trying to...
She wanted to get like a reaction out of Tom and sort of get yeah. him to start the conversation, you know?
Okay.
And yeah. I think she's just trying to hurt him and she's still mad at him
yeah.
because of the everything.
Right, right.
Literally less than 12 hours ago, he told her she sounded unhinged.
Yeah. Maybe she's like, I don't give a shit about whatever the future of this is, so I'm just gonna...
I didn't interpret it like that. I interpreted it as like, you don't believe me? Watch me drink this alcohol. How do you feel?
That's a...
So now you believe
way
me, huh?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's...
I think that's what it was.
Wow. Damn.
It's a gift.
I guess that's kind of what they're...
I think we talked about Shiv. I mean, like, she ends the episode thinking she's on a W, but...
Yeah. I do think she's, like, the most interesting of the kids, at least as a character, because Kendall and Roman are a little predictable, and you can kind of figure out their characters, like, right away. Sort of. But Shiv, I'm like, I still am trying to figure her out, and... Yeah.
To me, that's not interesting. To me, I think I disagree with you. I like how set in their personalities and like, I wouldn't agree that they're predictable. I would just mm-hmm. say like, Roman and Kendall have a lot of character traits and then every decision they make is informed by those character traits.
Right.
I think Shiv has less character traits and it's just like,
that's,
what
yeah.
would woman do?
Mm.
And then it's like, well, I guess different women would do different things. So Shiv is just doing different things.
Right, right.
And it's not really grounded in much. I don't love how Shiv has been written in the show. It's still one of the best shows ever, but like... Yeah, sorry.
Maybe this finale will really fucking just...
She's going to find character traits, and damn it, she's going to have
them. It's going to be just Shiv the entire episode.
Yes. Monologue.
Well, before we get into Roman, Roman's like the guy
yeah.
for me this episode. Like, I am obsessed with
I love
how they
you.
Do him this...
I'm obsessed with Kendall. I was a Kendall girl in this episode.
Let's talk about Kendall.
It was either Mark Mylod or Jesse Armstrong. I can't remember which one mm-hmm. that was talking about the seesaw. Like Roman started this episode on top.
Yep.
Kendall kind of started
yep.
on the bottom and they just completely flipped by the end.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
watching Kendall on the come up.
Right.
Mothering.
Yep.
He's slaying. He's being mean to every single woman that talks to him in the morning.
Yeah.
Threatening to throw himself in front of the car with Rava and the kids.
Yeah.
Rav and the kids are going upstate because there's protests going on in the city.
That's the other thing. This whole time, there's, like, protests going on over the Mencken thing.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you picked up on it. There is a Megan poster in the background.
Yes.
So good.
Megan exists.
Which is just, it's crazy to me that they, like, shot this that recently. Like, in December, January, whenever that was going on.
Huh.
Like, this is, they shot this, like, this year, which is wild. But yeah, Megan. But
Mencken.
Mank. Hey.
Mencken.
M3 Ken. Yeah. The whole thing with the kids, I'm like, do we not, like, fucking Logan, like, hit Iverson. Like, they don't really care about Grandpa's funeral.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, they barely, like, Kendall's barely a father to them. Why would they care about his dad? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, That was just a very frustrating scene because I'm like, come on, just let it go.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think
would never understand the pain of a father, like, watching his kids become estranged before mm-hmm. him in real time when he, like,
yeah.
conceives of himself as a good father. And
right.
then, you know, like, ultimate twist of the knife, like, and we're not going to your dad's funeral.
Yeah.
This man you have very complicated feelings about, and we will not be there to support you. Yeah. Sorry.
It's interesting how, okay, so leading up to, like, the eulogies, it's interesting to see, like, the way Kendall and Roman flip, because I feel like Roman starts the episode at a very Logan-esque attitude of, like, yeah. people don't exist. I don't even, like, talking about jacking off to Shiv's breastfeed, like, just the horrible shit, and, like, just doesn't, like, see people as people.
Yeah.
And I feel like as they get closer to it and, like, starts to see his dad as, like, an actual person, and that's what caused him to break. But Kendall, I feel like as he, like, loses his, like, family and his assistant, mm-hmm. just, like, loses people more and more. I don't know. I feel like it makes more sense for him to end up being more of a Logan than Roman at the end of the day.
He's got the dog in him.
He's got that dog. He's got that dog in him.
And now he's destined to become Logan, you know,
yeah.
alienating people around him, keeping everyone on the outside except for people that are useful, i.e. Colin.
We have to talk about Colin because, so there's a few things to talk about with Colin. Let's just talk about it right now. I didn't pick up on this, but I read somewhere that, like, Colin, implying that he's been seeing a therapist, is, like, talking about the waiter situation. And Kendall kind of picked up on that, and that's why he's aligning himself with him
mm-hmm.
to make sure that doesn't come out. Which I'm like, that's a crazy, crazy galaxy brain move.
I mean, yeah. And it's a move that, like, Logan would make, you know?
He's exactly.
understanding who has what bits of information, who's storing information like fine wine.
Right.
And he's like, how can I build my cellar?
Yep. Yep.
That one I did not have prepared. Improv, baby.
You're on it today. I'm not there.
You know who's on it? Kendall. I was tweeting incessantly about this, but Kendall literally getting all the power back through the power of monologue. Like, yeah. the power of having a microphone and being on stage in front of people. It happened in the Living Plus episode. It happened, like, in the season 2 finale.
Right.
It's happening right now.
When he rapped? I mean,
I'm not counting
I don't know about that. I think it is interesting all the times he's, like, prepared a speech or, like, gone in, like, super, like, with a plan, like, mm-hmm. the rap and his birthday party with, like, that big song and dance, and how he usually either backs out or it's just an embarrassment. But, like, when he's put on the spot so suddenly and, like, he just brings out what's at the front of his mind,
yeah.
kills it. Every time.
That man's got the zhuzh, baby.
He's got it.
Put him on an improv team.
You were saying? He's got the, what was your tweet?
He's truly rounding out being a triple threat, having homoerotic tendencies, being devious, and being good at improv.
That's my favorite tweet you've made about Succession so far. So good.
It got such a pathetic amount of likes because I was tweeting so much, I was just, like, clogging up my own feed so nobody saw it.
I love how I texted you and you were like, 1 second. And then I logged on like an hour later and it was just...
Well, because I wasn't even halfway through the episode when you texted me. Because had PowerPoint night, and so I wasn't home for a while.
Right.
Any hoodles. Yeah. Kendall makes this just incredible speech. And, like,
mm-hmm.
what a way to leave enough questions about Logan's legacy and twist some of his things, not necessarily in a positive way, but like in a way that one can appreciate. It was masterful.
Perfect.
It was perfect. It was everything.
It was
I loved it.
Honest too. Yeah. It wasn't like other things he said about Logan in the past. Like I will say it's above Living Plus in that it just felt more like from a place of heart instead of trying to like sell something. And I forget what he says, like the closing line is that he was like comfortable in this world or something.
Yeah, it didn't matter if he was in the grandest ballroom or like the lowest, like, you know, viewer's house of his.
Right.
He was comfortable. I have to be more comfortable. And like he breathed life into stuff.
Yeah.
And he, you know, Kendall was talking about this deep human desire to like create and to sell and to build something bigger than yourself. And maybe it's a bad legacy because he built something bad. Not how Kendall says it. But like, damn, can't you even appreciate that quality about somebody? I hope I have it in me. That's the part where I started fucking cheering.
That's,
I was like, he got him!
I thought it was so interesting to follow up Ewan's speech with that because Ewan's was like, I don't know, it's very much someone that knew him as a when they were younger, but like has not been, does not know the man that he has been for the last like 50 or so years.
Yeah, the guy who knew Logan during all of his good years having nothing but bad things to say about him. The guy who knew Logan during all of his bad years having like, you know, neutral if not interpretably positive things to say about him. Ewan's speech was great. I loved it. James Cromwell.
Amazing. I also love, I'm thinking back to like earlier seasons, how Ewan has always looked at Kendall as like the good kid, and he like has a connection to Kendall that he doesn't have for any of the other siblings. And his little like look at Kendall after his speech, and I don't know, it's like part of me is like, well, he's like kind of sees Logan in Kendall, and I just, there's nothing else I have to add to that. I just think it's cool.
Kendall pwned him, unfortunately.
That's more embarrassing than shit is Ewan. I feel like it's a little...
Yeah, Ewan's speech was great. Like, honestly...
It's a great speech. Wrong crowd.
It was a tough crowd. He should have mic dropped. He should have just, like, ripped it off and threw it. But it was a good speech, you know? Like, oh, and we finally get the Rose backstory, which I feel like... Not that I predicted what the Rose backstory would be, but I figured it'd be something like that, you know, like...
See, yeah. I mean, that's, like, one of my favorite things that came out of this episode.
Yeah.
Not that... I like the way Jesse Armstrong put it in the thing where it's, like, it doesn't solve him, but it's just another thing you know. And I think it says less about him and more about the kids. Like, I love Roman's very strong reaction to that.
Yeah.
It's, like, what causes the breakdown, not only because I feel like it shows his father's, like, flaws, which then makes him... Again, he looks at him less as, like, a... just a thing and more as like a person. But also, I don't know. I was like tying it into the waiter situation with Kendall and like how his like guilt over.
Wait, Roman's? I'm confused.
Not Roman. Kendall. I was, well, that was Roman, but then I was going to talk about Kendall.
Okay.
And just like, I don't know where I'm going with this. Just like the guilt they feel over something that they kind of did and like can't really say they actually did. And I don't know. There was just a lot of connections to make with that Rose thing. And I,
You know what? One thing about Jesse Armstrong is he managed to find a way to make like a Christian funeral not completely fucking boring.
I know.
Like when that father walked in that like had purple around his eyes and was like a 1,000 years old. I was like, oh, we're in for a snooze fest, huh?
I think that's it to say, or all I have. Well,
last thing about Kendall I wanted to say is that the mini funeral where Connor, first of all, like shows them the dad's tomb and knows a lot about it, whatever. They're like wait staff and they're like picking up the little folding chairs that Kendall gazes upon longingly and then instructs Hugo to start the, you know, manufacturing of the story that this Gojo deal is going sour.
Yeah.
There's no Mattson. It's just the CE bros. But I mean, it's not CE bros. It's just Kendall.
Yeah.
But, you know, like start manufacturing that story, make it public discourse. The board is souring on the deal. Like that, honestly, that's half the battle is like convincing people that that's what's happening, even though it's not gaslighting.
Right.
Period.
And he said, woof, woof.
He said, woof, woof. Yeah.
Which is crazy. That was interesting to me because I'm like, Cookie made a note. As someone that's not entirely into the show, they were like, how is he not embarrassed, Hugo?
Hugo's like, slimy and he's disgusting. Yeah. He's like one of the worst characters.
Right.
Like he's a weasel. What do you mean how is he not embarrassed?
But like how is he like he's so, but that's the thing. I feel like his kind of character and a lot of the old guard is like, okay, being in this place below someone else.
And
if it means like getting your own golden parachute and just raking in the money, it's like,
that's exactly how Kendall framed it. He said, you're a dog at my table, but the scraps are millions of dollars.
Right.
Woof, woof. That's how he's not embarrassed. He's making more money than other people will ever dream of.
Right. And I also feel like it's in the Succession universe, it's like embarrassing to like be like ambitious or like trying to move up in the world. And it's like, you're looked, I don't know. It's just, you're more looked at as like a threat. And I don't know. Being in that place is kind of comfortable.
Hugo is slimy though. Like I feel like that's just been shown all show. Hugo is disgusting.
Yeah. No disrespect to Fisher Stevens.
No, but like the character is disgusting.
Yeah. Anyway, I do like how Hugo like knows about a lot of the shit going on underneath this entire episode. Like knows about the Shiv thing, like the numbers in India. I don't know. He is slimy. You're right.
Roman, talk about your boy.
I mean, I didn't come prepared today, is all I'm saying. But I guess I haven't really like got into, or I've already talked a little bit about what we were going to talk about.
How does it make you feel? That Roman just melted down in front of everybody. And then it went viral.
It's, well, okay, that whole scene was uncomfortable. Just because, like, you could see, like, Jerry can't really do anything about this anymore. But she's, like, just sad about it. I was more like, the final scene of this episode. I guess I'll just jump right there. Kendall, like, goes to him and he's, like, brutally honest in like a Logan way where he's like, you fucked it, you tried to dad it, which I thought was a funny way of putting it. And Roman basically just in like the biggest humiliation thing just kind of walks directly out to the march and like gets into the march, gets like trampled over, they like punch him in the eye, and eventually I think he just like, it just ends with him like walking in line with them, which I thought was a really powerful way to end the episode, because I'm like, it's not that, I guess he is like kind of back at the bottom in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you read it?
Truly, he's back at the bottom. And this is somebody who is very masochistic and like wants to punish himself when he does things wrong.
Yeah.
Like has been physically punished whenever he has in the past. I mean, Logan's hit him in the face. Like, you know, physical punishment and guilt and shame are very intertwined for him. So
yeah,
I mean, like that completely made sense to me that that's something he would go do, is seek out physical pain for himself after going through the emotional pain of the day.
Yeah.
I
just don't know where he goes from here. Like, cause it seems like he's sort of cut out of everything.
I feel like where he goes from here is the same place Kendall went after killing the waiter, is like,
get some help. Like,
no. He was like tied to Logan like a fucking leash.
Yeah.
Like the entirety of season two, basically. Like, just did whatever Logan told him and like was his dog.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be Roman to Kendall. He's just going to be like, well, I can at least get my scraps and I can be a dog. And you got woof, it, buddy. Woof.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Especially because, if Kendall's like assuming a Logan role now, then it's just like, that's brutal. Which is why I'm like, I don't see Shiv in an entirely bad place. I feel like she's in her own world, really.
Yeah.
She's got Tom. Roman is like, I don't know. He had a little bit of shine, but is like fully back to, and like cannot regain. Being like humiliated in front of everybody at the funeral, apparently online, is just like the lowest.
I feel prime jacking off material though.
Exactly. I've said that about like three different episodes. I don't know. I had stuff to say about Roman, and now I can't think of any of it. So I have nothing for you.
I think because it was telegraphed so well and like it's just executed so well, I was entertained.
Yeah.
I don't have much else to say about it other than that was fabulous. I loved it.
Yeah.
I saw a comment that was like, I don't usually look at comments about this podcast because I don't care. Mm-hmm. But it happened. I don't know if it was like a reply to your feed or what the fuck it was. But it was like, the people on this podcast are very biased. And it's like, yeah, I am biased.
That's what makes it fun. Yeah. What do you mean biased about like?
Am I supposed to sit here and like neutrally analyze the show like I'm a fucking football sports commentator?
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened. No, I have feelings about it. I enjoyed it. I was entertained. And I will tell you why. And that's it.
Right.
Period.
That's a weird comment. Yeah. It's just that it makes, like, how are you supposed to look at TV if you're not coming at it
from a point of view? Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I have a point of view and I'm hot and interesting. I can't help it. I'm allergic to not being those things.
Yeah.
So.
I'm bummed Connor didn't get to speak at the funeral.
I know. I wanted to see Willis.
Organized the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Didn't get to speak.
Mm. I also thought he would have stepped in, like, when Roman was having a meltdown. But
yeah.
Then he was just like, yeah, I guess Kenny do it. Which
yeah.
was a little bit confusing for me, but, you know, whatever.
I do like the fact that just, and there's the little detail of when they go to see his, whatever, I don't want to call it a grave.
His tomb?
Yeah. Oh, that's another, I love the, like, when they go in and, like, do you want top bunk or whatever?
Yeah.
I like how each of them respond
yeah.
to that. How Connor's, like, fully in on it. It seems.
Yeah, like, knew about the whole thing, knew about the bidding process.
Yeah.
The other three are learning about it for the first time. Roman doesn't even step foot in.
Yeah.
They make jokes about the top bunk, and, yeah, I don't know.
That's what's weird, is that, like, Connor, I feel like, was the closest to Logan from yeah. a distant. like, probably would have had the nicest speech about him.
I know!
But I love you, super dad. I super love you, super dad.
Reinventing the eulogy with yeah. whatever the fuck he's going to do. Confusing and long.
Piecing together.
Yes.
Enough already.
It's like this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Why isn't it an eulogy?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know what else there is to add. I like Alexander Skarsgård a lot this episode. Like, the way he... I feel like we've always seen him, like, in this, like, chill, very, like, I don't know, takes control of any, like, deal or conversation. But when he speaks to Mankin, is, like, shrilled up
yeah.
and, like, can't really put his charm on him, which I loved.
And Shiv was putting the charm on him, and Shiv was doing a great job. Like, she is charismatic, and
yeah.
she is good at politics. And then I'm glad that it was successful with Mattson, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, I was watching, like, oh, no.
It was hard to watch. When he asked him what his political beliefs is, he dropped the privacy pussy pasta thing again. Which now I'm just like, what is...
I mean, just ultimate libertarian, you know?
Right,
leave
yeah.
Leave me alone, I will do whatever I do.
Yeah.
Which is... Libertarian is just like diet conservative.
Right.
At the end of the day.
It's just a... I can't... He's dropped it twice.
Yeah.
Which is... Should have left it at one.
Yeah. It would be more impactful.
I don't know what else there's to say.
I feel like I said all my stupid little thoughts.
It's one of those where I kind of, when the show is over, I want to put together like a big video and like
in memoriam.
Kind of, yeah. In memoriam. just kind of like analyzing it all together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is one of those episodes that's going to be like very interesting to look back on.
Hell yeah.
With everything in mind. It's one of those that like is in, like not only with the Rose thing, but I feel like the way a lot of the kids act will be interesting to look at, like looking back at like earlier seasons too.
Winner loser, I feel like this one's pretty obvious. Kendall wins, Roman loses.
I think Roman is at the bottom
yeah.
for sure. I don't know if I'm going full. I mean, Kendall's in a good spot, yeah, but I mean, if we're talking specifically the family, sure. But I would say, like, it's a big, like, Mattson win. Mattson yeah, seems in the best spot of everybody.
That is true. Yeah, I agree.
Because he's kind of, like, coasting. He's got the Mankin thing going for him. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, and that's another thing that I liked about the Mankin thing, is that he just controlled the room the way Logan has in the past.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted to say Mattson's, like, the new Logan this season because he's, like, the antagonist to the kids. But, like, Mankin's really, like... Everyone just wants to talk to
everyone
him.
Tripping over themselves to
right.
talk to Mankin. I was like, girls, get up. This is
girls,
pathetic.
Get up.
This is pathetic.
And Mattson walks away, I feel like, the winner of that whole
yeah,
thing.
Definitely.
Which is amazing considering how bad he looked in the moment. So I would say Mattson, personally. Mm. To Shiv, she won, but
yeah.
I don't think she won.
No.
I don't know. There's like a lot... Anything like going into the finale that you want, I don't want to say predict, but like want to say or like, because I feel like there's so, I like this, that it seems like there's too many loose ends to tie up and they're obviously not going to tie everything up. So I like how the fact that we know it's just the next day is what the finale is.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't know where this deal is going to go. If Mankin ends up being like, that's already something that's up in the air. I just like the way the show was decided to handle.
Hell yeah.
This.
Maybe they'll do a time skip for the first time ever in Succession at the very end, like montage of like, where is everybody now?
When I was talking to my mom about after the episode that Logan died, and she's like, "You think they'll do flashbacks?" I'm like, "Do you know this, mom? No, they're not doing flashbacks." And then they kind of did a flashback the one episode.
They just need to get Brian Cox a paycheck.
They need
He's
to
doing
get
those
there.
Fucking commercials where he yells at people.
Right, I've seen it in like sports bars. I like look up and I'm like, "Damn, Brian Cox." On the TV.
My boyfriend who does not watch Succession is like, "I hate those commercials because it's just like a random old man yelling at me. I don't know who that guy is. Like, I don't know whose character is like the guy who yells at people."
That's who he is. Yeah. What else was I? Oh, did you know? I learned this that whoever played Sally Ann, that's like,
is Brian Cox's wife.
Which made me feel like he was on set that day.
He was. No, you didn't see. Maybe someone just photoshopped this, so I apologize for this misinformation. But there was like a tabloid that was like, it was Brian Cox in like, you know, dark hair and glasses or whatever. And then Kendall and Roman like walking into the funeral, and everyone was like, "Oh, they're shooting a funeral scene. Whose funeral is it? Tom isn't there."
Oh my God. That's so funny. Damn.
So it's probably Brian Cox was definitely there that day.
That's just so being like, funny. Probably helped the Roman or Kieran's performance. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I have to say
about this one.
It's a pretty I like this episode. It's not my favorite episode.
I agree.
But I'm really excited and nervous for next week.
Yeah.
We'll do a live stream, right?
Oh yeah. The next day.
That's confirmed.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to figure out how we're gonna do that, but. Anyway.
We just sit in front of you. How do you do your live streams now? That plus one.
True. I just, yeah.
We just sit there and do that.
That'll be fine.
Look at that.
Anyway, thanks for listening. And
we should sit the exact same way that we sit all the time. Like, we should sit like this.
Just my head to the fucking...
Sorry, I interrupted your exit twin.
Buy a hat.
Buy a hat.
And suck off.
Suck off.